Hi, everyone. I wanted to fold in an extra conversation about concepts for those of you who are unfamiliar with using concepts in curriculum design. Some of you are very familiar with unwrapping or breaking down or analyzing standards in a way that help you tease out the content and the skills inside of a standard. Sometimes we talk about how the content are typically articulated by nouns that describe what students will know, and skills are typically verbs that describe what they will be able to do. Concepts are a bit different, and here's an interesting thing. The content and skills that are in your standards can become concepts if you treat them that way. Concepts are abstract notions, things like tolerance and creativity, or peace, or beauty, or bias. All of these things are concepts. You can feel how they're kind of squishy, ethereal, and how we can notice them at work and at play in very different contexts. I invite you to begin thinking about your standards similarly. And in as much as we are going to design units and lessons that enable writers to meet measurable learning targets inside of those standards, I also want you to consider how you might treat something like narrative conceptually, and how making that choice actually adds richness and texture and complexity to your learning experience. For instance, I was talking with a friend last week, and she was mentioning how much she loves Brené Brown's work and Brené Brown's reflections on the relationship between data and stories or narrative, and how she talks quite a bit about how stories are just data with a soul. Can you see how in that example, narrative is being treated conceptually and not necessarily in a very academic way? This is the goal of all learning, is to help children develop a conceptual understanding of what it is we're teaching them so that they can apply that learning in increasingly uncommon and even unexpected situations. I'm thinking a lot about a piece of writing that I read last week, and the author was commenting on how she's developed her own patina as a result of rough life experiences. I'm thinking about how last week I read someone's Facebook post, and I mentioned that his reflection was poetry. I'm thinking about the fact that the titles that we often choose for novels are richly conceptual in nature. I invite you to look at your standards and to make sure that we're aligning to them as we build curriculum, but I'm wondering what concepts live inside of them and how you might start teaching content and skills conceptually, inviting students to study what those different concepts mean inside of very similar sorts of examples and texts, and what it also means when we look at the narrative inside of street art, or when we look at the argument that might be made inside of a sculpture, or how a cartoon is actually a research and information, a text, an informative text based on research. Think also about the concepts in your world. If you're uncertain what this means, I invite you to spend some time collecting them. Grab some newspapers and magazines. Take a peek at your social media streams. What concepts keep coming up over and over and over again? These are things that we could be paying attention to and writing about and creating around because they're relevant right now. Invite your students to do the same. What concepts do they see in the world that matter to them and intrigue them? We'll talk more about this as we move into designing lessons and units in the remainder of this course.